Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. NFL playoffs. Let's talk about them. Here we go. First game, 4:30 Saturday. This isn't bad. 4:30 on Saturday, Rams-Panthers. Rams 12-5, Panthers 8-9. Panthers have won 7 of the past 10 meetings, with the most important being 31-28 home win over the Rams in week 13.
So this always felt like the honorary Texans game. Like, it's kind of weird that the Texans aren't playing in this game.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? I thought I saw it floating around somewhere.
The Texans own that 4:30 slot.
Oh, God, weekend. Every year when the Texans made the playoffs, and it was always like T.J. Yates versus, you know, somebody else. Or Brian Hoyer had a couple of those in his back pocket, which is good for him. That always felt like that 4:30 Saturday game was built for the Houston Texans. So it's kind of weird to not have the Houston Texans in that game. Rams. I think Rams.
This isn't even a question.
But good for the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. The arrow seems to be pointing up in Carolina. Dave Canales seems to have that figured out. They might have something in Bryce Young.
FanDuel says Rams by 10.5.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tetteroa McMillan is legit.
All right, that's easy. Rams over Panthers.
That dude is legit, though.
Let's go to the next game, another one that's expected to be close, one that will be near and dear to your heart, one of the greatest rivalries in all of sports. Packers-Bears. Packers 9-7-1 against the Bears 11-6.
If you put your ear to the ground at about 9 o'clock, you will probably hear the rumblings of a grown man having a fit.
That would be you.
Yeah, that'll be me. That'll be me.
Is the difference this game being in Chicago?
It's going to be snow.
Yeah.
They're talking snow for this bad
Packers
boy.
Packers know snow. That's not that big a deal.
Oh, I know, but just more from a viewing standpoint. It is a big deal because Chicago's defense has been a lot better at home than it is on the road. They kind of have a Browns thing going where the home defense is really good, and on the road, I think it's like 30th, and at home, it's like in the 20s. So it's a better defense at home. They've had the turnover luck this entire time. The Packers come in without Micah Parsons. They're banged up. Zach Tom's banged up as well, the right tackle. We'll see what this looks like. I got a feeling this is a shootout.
All right, so you're taking the Bears, even though you're Packers fan.
I will take the Packers in this game.
Oh, you're taking the Packers.
I will take the Packers in this game, and then that way, when I get hit, I'll get hit double. Who are you taking?
I took the Bears. I'll take the Bears in this.
Okay, what's your reason?
Packers are favorite. I think home field makes a little bit of a difference. Okay. And what's crazy about this is, you know, you think Packers Bears and the tradition of that, they've only played 3 times in the postseason. It's the oldest rivalry in the NFL. Bears won, I'm just reading this, 33-14 back in 1941. Packers won 21-14 in the NFC Championship game back in 2011.
Seems
weird.
It makes sense just because they've been in the same division for so long.
I get it.
Makes some level of sense.
Next stop, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Bills-Jaguars.
Jaguar. You start this one.
Even though the game's in Jacksonville, I just haven't really been able to buy into Jacksonville. I think the Bills win this. I know people want to rip on the Bills defense lately, but I like Buffalo. I think this is Buffalo's chance. In a year where things are wide open, I don't know. I just think this is it. I think the Bills finally get to make some hay and they move forward in the playoffs.
I'm with you on the Bills, but the Jags are legit. Liam Cohen has turned that thing around. I mean, as much as we were all poking fun of him for the fact that he sounded like one of the little green men from Toy Story when he did the Duval thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, it'll make me laugh until the end of time of him doing Duval and just doing it like, dude.
Would you rather have him or would you rather have Ben Johnson? That's a tough rookie question.
That's a fun one.
Yeah,
this. Boy, Ben Johnson's got the track record, but he's also got more talent. I'll say Ben Johnson, but I think that's one of those where if you had either of them, you're doing well.
I like Ben Johnson, too. All right, so you're taking who in this game, then?
I will take...
You're taking the Jags or taking the Bills?
I'll take the Bills, but this one is going to be really close.
It's close. The line, the FanDuel line on that is 1.5 Bills. Next game, 4:30. This is another fun one. It's a long way. Are the Niners in Youngstown practicing this week, I wonder? I didn't even think about that. San Francisco is at Philadelphia. I doubt it.
But. All right, before we get too far.
You got news? What?
Before we get too far, tell me this does not sound like one of the little green men from Toy Story. Does it not?
Yes, it does.
The claw. The claw will tell us who will stay and who will go.
Oh. What is that, pizza place? Pizza Palace?
Yeah, pizza place. Every time I see him, that's all that goes through my head is just him doing. Oop, that was a wrong clip.
Close.
Yeah, every time. It's just...
That's scary, man. It's like Vecna.
It just... That's good. It just... It sounds every time like the little green man from Toy Story.
It does. It does. All right, now we can move forward.
All right, sorry.
Niners at Eagles. Niners 12-5 having to travel to Philadelphia to take on the 11-6. Eagles, that is a 4:30 kick. FanDuel says Eagles 4.5.
That's going to be a fun one. That's going to be really fun.
Some of these matchups are good. Monday nighters.
Do you buy this Eagles team? This Eagles team has been like the weirdest good team that I can remember in a while because the offense has just been so stuck in the mud.
I got to tell you what I don't buy. I don't buy San Francisco.
I give Kyle Shanahan a tutter. Now,
I like Kyle Shanahan. I'm trying to remember which game. The last game, was it 2 weeks ago or last week's game? I was just like, ugh, I don't like this at all.
Somewhere Jeff is now making fun of me for Kyle Shanahan love, but...
You could always do a PowerPoint presentation for him.
It's still an all-timer. I can't. Like,
get me out of here!
I can't believe. By the way, could you imagine?
How come no one has said that? How did they let Kyle Shanahan walk out the door?
Can anybody?
We've heard Mike Vrabel about 1,000 times. How could they not let Kyle Shanahan walk out the door?
I may or may not have yelled that once or twice. Can you imagine going into your job at the time and being so miserable that you put together a PowerPoint presentation and put your boss in a room and go, here are the reasons why
you should
you
let me out of
let
my contract?
Me leave.
If I answer yes, am I outing anybody? Never happened here, I can tell you that. Ready for this? So who are you taking in this game?
I will take the Niners in this game. I think Kyle Shanahan will put it together. I think the defense will be just good enough. I can see Brock Purdy. Ricky Pearsall's legit, man. That's a good wide receiver that they picked off. That dude is legitimate. I'll take the Niners.
Fly, Eagles, fly. I like the Eagles. And the San Francisco's got to come all the way across the country to play this game.
I can see that being the case. I would not be shocked if Philly. I just watched Philly all year, and it's like watching. You ever watch a team before where you could tell that everybody playing really doesn't like each other that much?
Yep.
That's what I feel like watching Philly.
I don't know. I'm kind of in on Philly there, too. Next game, Sunday Nighter. Chargers, Patriots. Harbaugh, Vrabel, I love it.
Good old-fashioned football guy.
Drake May, is he your MVP? You tell me. I still ain't by the Patriots, and I don't know if the Chargers. I just gave you this whole reason why I thought Philly would have home field advantage or it would take advantage of home field advantage. Now, this game, Patriots 3.5-point favorites.
Vegas would tell you the Pats are the best team. Well, and their record would tell you that the Pats are the best team in this whole thing. I just think they're young. This is Drake May, you know, fighting his way into the playoffs. They're the number one seed, or the number two seed, I should say. I'm not there. I think the Pats are going to win this one, but I don't think they go a whole lot farther. And it's just because if the two tackles were healthy for the Chargers, which they've been out all year, and they've made it work, but if Joe Alt and Slater were healthy for the Chargers, I'd have a different argument. I just don't. I think the Pats get this one and then lose in the next round.
Scare you that it's Drake May's first playoff game, too.
Do you think he's too dumb to know better, or do you think he might be thinking about that a little bit?
I
know that's a lot of things in a row.
I think the first series will be very important for him.
Okay.
And then to see what happens after that. So if he comes out, he's a little bit nervous, it might be hard to shake that for the rest of the game. Or he can... I don't know.
That's going
to
be really
fun. I'm trying to argue with myself. It's bad radio when I start arguing with myself, but...
Jesse Minter as well. Interviewing with the Browns. You're going to keep an eye on that defense.
Yeah.
You want to see what they can do? Yeah. See if he gets fired up on the sidelines. He might be in the booth.
I'm going to go with the Chargers. I feel it. I'm going with the Chargers.
Interesting. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers.
I like it.
All right. The next one, the game I'm looking forward to the most, is Monday night. Houston and Pittsburgh. I don't know why we had this conversation before. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't stand the Steelers. Not a big fan of their fans. And yet, for some reason, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm kind of rooting for the Steelers. I think I'm rooting for it. Yeah, I know.
She's got an Iron City and a Virginia Slim for you.
Is it Icy Light or just regular?
Oh, it's Icy Light. Come on now. Can you buy Icy proper? Or Icy Heavy, I should say? I don't know if you can.
Oh, that's a good one. They used to have Icy Coolers. And if you were 19, you could drink those if you're of drinking age.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
I don't know why. Why am I rooting for Aaron Rodgers? Why? What is wrong with me?
I think it's
There is something about Aaron Rodgers that I want to root for him now, and I have no idea why.
I think it's the age thing.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
Because he's older than me?
I think it's the age thing. I think it's the fact that you want to see if this older guy in a league of youngins can come out here and whip these whippersnappers into shape.
How do you think DK Metcalf's going to play on Monday night?
Angry.
Yeah, I think he's going to be angry, too.
I think that's what it is with people. I think you watch Aaron Rodgers, and you're like, I want to see if this guy can get these whippersnappers into shape and show them how quarterbacks should play.
All right, I'm taking the Steelers. Who are you taking?
I'll take the Texans.
Why am I taking the Steelers? I know better.
I'm sure you're going against an O-State quarterback. I figure you'd be all into C.J. Stroud's data right there.
I don't know why. I'm more intrigued by Aaron Rodgers than I am C.J. Stroud.
It's going to be fun. Like, the Houston defense is the best defense in football. They are legit. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are going to be coming after Aaron Rodgers, but nobody gets the ball out faster than Aaron Rodgers. He does not want to be hit, but he's so accurate on top of it that it's not like you're watching Ben Roethlisberger at the end where he'll just throw it at anything so that he doesn't get touched. Rodgers knows where he's going with it at all times.
All right, let's come back. I do want to talk more about the playoffs. What are your thoughts on the playoffs going into this weekend? I mean, the Browns are out. Do you care? I hate to ask you that straight out. I mean, with the Browns being out, how locked in are you on the playoffs? I mean, we're used to doing this every year, but there is a part of me that dies when the Browns season dies, no matter how many games they lose throughout the season. So give me your take on the playoffs as we head into this play.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Playoff weekend. I think one of the questions that is clearly going to be asked in each and every interview that the Browns do when they talk about who should be the next head coach, Shadur's name has to come up in all of this. Now, I want to preface this by saying that Andrew Berry did not give Shadur Sanders a gigantic vote of confidence when he talked earlier this week. I mean, he made it sound like, especially when he started talking about what was the exact wording on that? Do you remember, Dan? It was like outside influence, outside quarterback. Jeff made a big deal about this early. And I'm trying to remember the exact words that he used. It was outside, maybe like an outside factor at quarterback that could come in from beyond the system, from what they already have. I'm on the record. I'm ready to roll. If Shadur Sanders is starting quarterback next year, I'm down with it. I have no problem with it. I did see progress. And I don't know how much of that was Kevin Stefanski's credit. I read some of the things that are just ridiculous that are said about Kevin Stefanski and Shadur Sanders. I can't believe some of the things that people just assume that are I'm like, come on, man. Do you really think Kevin Stefanski especially woke up in the morning and go, oh well, let's lose and I'm gonna no. The biggest problem I had with Kevin and Shadur was when they made him the number two quarterback. They didn't get him ready. There's just no question about it. If you wanted to look at him and you know, the folks that want to wear the glasses that don't see that he was a fifth-round draft pick, I get it. I understand it. He played better than – he proved to everybody that he was worthy of more than being a fifth-round draft pick. I'll say that with no hesitation. And that, to me, I want to see if he can do something more with this. I don't know if he is the future. I don't. I didn't see enough of him last year. And you know what? I would say that about any rookie quarterback. Like, we put this kid in a bad position early on. You threw him out there as the number two quarterback. Next thing you know, he's out on the field, had no practice time with the guys on the field. That's ridiculous. The second you knew he was going to be number two, that was the moment you should have had him, you know, ready to be and to go out on the field and to play with the first teamers, at least if you just got him a little bit of practice before, which would be understandable for a backup quarterback. When you made him number two, you owed it to him, you owed it to the team, you owed it to your fans to make sure that he would be ready and not have to come in ice cold that first game. And so each and every week there was some improvement there. And, you know, I sit here and I get ripped left and right. I read this all the time where I'd say he makes you relevant. Guess what? People talk about the Cleveland Browns because Shadur Sanders is on the team, regardless of whatever he does on the field. That is a fact. And that is a fact when you have a high-profile quarterback that has millions of followers on social media, that people are interested. Guess what? At the end of the day, this is an entertainment business. At the end of the day, it's about entertainment, and it's about teams making money. Hate to say that's the truth, but it is. We sit here as fans and we want to believe that we're in La La Land trying to understand that, you know, oh, well, you know, he earns this or he deserved this. Nothing's given. You know that. LeBron taught you that, didn't he? So, again, I walk into next season wondering what the next head coach is going to do or how he is going to lead Shedeur Sanders or any other quarterback that he may have in front of him. So, I mean, Shedeur Sanders fans, are you mad at Andrew Berry for what he said there? He didn't give you what you wanted to hear. You wanted to hear, no questions asked, Shedeur Sanders is your starting quarterback next year. You did. That's what you wanted to hear. He didn't give that to you. And you might have already said, well, when they got rid of Stefanski, why didn't they get rid of him too? I hear you. A lot of people thought it was a package deal either way. The door is open for a quarterback next year, whether you want to believe it or not.
All right, let's whip the T-bone between the angry dogs. Here we go. First, the way that the quarterback situation was handled from training camp on the minute that he was drafted was a joke. They did the best they could with what they have. I will give Kevin Stefanski that credit. I think he did the best he could, but it was a crappy situation. To be handed two rookie quarterbacks, good luck. There's no way you can develop two rookie quarterbacks. We've talked to former GMs. We've talked to former coaches. Mike Martz came on this airway and said, there's no way in hell you can develop two rookie quarterbacks at the same time. That's silly. So I think they did the best they could in a crummy situation, okay? That's the first thing with it. There's no way you could have made this better while still having a quarterback be prepared to go out and face an NFL team that has been focusing on with one goal of defeating you and all of the reps going to one quarterback so that they can defeat you. Okay? No matter how you split these reps, there's no good way to go about this. After a 7-game sample size of Shedeur Sanders, I would say his 5th-round draft pickness might be the best asset he has going for him, with the fact that he's cheap. And by that, I mean you don't have to turn around and you don't have to worry about paying him a boatload of money when you're going to have to pay Deshaun Watson a boatload of money. And I know you can yank a couple of levers, but where this team is right now, do you really want to kick the can down the road and turn into the New Orleans Saints at some point where all of a sudden the credit card bill is due and you're looking around going, oh, crap, now what? So that's the other thing with it, is he's cheap. Whoever you bring in as the head coach should not be attached to Shedeur Sanders like you have to play him. He did very little in that run that would make me think that the new head coach has to put his arm around him and say, this is my guy, or else he's out of the question. Does that make sense to you? I don't think he did anything that would make me... I'm going to pick a name from the sky. I don't mean this to be the guy or anything like that. I do not think he did anything that would make Dan Pitcher want to take his arm and put him around and go, Shedeur Sanders is my guy and we're going to win with him, and make that be forced in the job interview.
I don't think so either. How does Andrew Berry have this conversation with people he's interviewing? What is he? Is he saying we'd like Shedeur to be the front runner? We would like Shedeur to be a part of the competition. By the way, we also have a very expensive guy that's still sitting around here, too. And what are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson? Can Deshaun Watson play?
Bye.
Where do you see?
No.
As a coach, you're walking out the door?
You're
not walking out the door if you're looking for a head coach's job. You're not.
If you're going to try to push that on me as a head coach, then this job will be filled by the 8th choice. If you're going to try to push Deshaun Watson on that coach, it's going to be filled by the 8th choice. Nobody's coming in here and going, yeah, I could turn around Deshaun Watson. Or if they are, they're really feeding you a line. I'm sorry, in the last 10 years, you really want to start a guy who's had shoulder surgery, has blown out both ACLs and blown out his Achilles twice? You really want to start that at a guy who relied on his athleticism to begin with?
I'm still paying him, so what are you going to do with him?
He's going to sit. Do you want to win games, or do you want to shove your mistake down your fans' throats? What do you want to do? That if you're going to try to sell me that I have to play Deshaun Watson, that's my answer back to you. Do you seriously want to win games, or do you want to shove a mistake down your fans' throats? Because if you want to do that, you can go hire coordinator du jour, who's currently coaching tight end somewhere, and he'll start Deshaun Watson for you because it's 1 of 32. If you want to win, let's have a different conversation. I just don't think your conversation to winning starts with Deshaun Watson. I don't think there is a way to save it. Now, if he rolls into camp and starts, all of a sudden looks fantastic and everything is 100% better, which I highly doubt, because in the last 10 years, he has blown out both ACLs, had shoulder surgery, and snapped his Achilles twice. It's not exactly a guy who you're going to come in and go, yeah, that's the peak of athleticism.
He's been working hard, though.
Good.
So I keep hearing that. He's
fantastic.
Working hard.
Good for
your
him.
Your general manager told you at the beginning of the week he's working hard.
Good. That's wonderful. By the way, have those guys ever come out and said, eh, this guy's not working that great?
No, that guy's lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never once heard of
him. It'd be fantastic. I'd love it if they did that at some point. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, he's just not doing it. He's been hiding. We legitimately, we run a warm-up lap, and it's like high school track. We run a warm-up lap, and this guy goes and hides in the bathroom. But, like, that's, if I'm the head coach, if you're going to try to go, all right, you have to come in here, and you have to have Shedeur Sanders as your starting quarterback, I don't think he has done anything, especially after the Titans game. He has done a whole heck of a lot that makes me go, yes. He went up against the worst defensive football in Cincinnati, and
6 points.
Not play well.
You got 6 points.
Made two throws when he needed to. I'll give him that.
And twice he had you at the end of the game. He put you in a spot to win that. He won that game and lost the other one.
But he was.
I remember going back and forth with Jeff early on. It was the second or third start, and I was like, you know what? He didn't have the greatest game, but at the end of the game, I think it was second start. That I'm like, he moved the team down the field when they needed him the most. Now whether the other team was playing prevent defense or whatever, it didn't matter. He did what he needed to do to get the team in position.
He was not good against the Steelers. He was not good against the Bears, which is also not a great defense. He was not good against Cincinnati. It felt like the more tape the teams got on Shedeur Sanders, they made the adjustment. It's like the hitter that comes out scorching hot in the first 14 games, so, and then all of a sudden there's an adjustment made.
How is Andrew Berry selling the quarterback situation to any candidate? Or does the candidate have to sell Andrew Berry on what he wants to do with his current quarterbacks and then get into this big conversation about, well, we really should draft a quarterback. We might want to think about doing this or do that. How does that conversation play out in these interviews?
Is it candidate dependent? It's got to be. I mean, because they're in a position, they can bring in quarterback, veteran quarterback X if they want to. Like, they 100% have the ability that they could go, all right, let's bring in Malik Willis on a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal for 15 to 17 mil a year or 20 mil or whatever that contract looks like. You could do that. Like, they can make that work on the cap. They can yank enough levers to make it work if that's the direction whatever coach wants to go. If I'm them, I'm not selling them on the quarterback. I'm selling them on this being a blank slate of going, hey, if you want Shedeur, you can do, there you go. He's right there for you. If you want Dylan Gabriel, I don't know why, but he's right there for you. If you want Deshaun Watson, God help you, he's right there for you. But if you want to go veteran quarterback X, we can make that work too. And I think that's the way you have to sell this. Would you buy that one if you're a head coaching candidate? Hey, here's what we have, but we can also go get what you want.
I think my biggest point is to, I'm trying to look at this from, like, why are we in this position in the first place, right? So, again, Brian Anderson said this perfectly. You let your other head coach go, right?
Yeah.
And you look at what was there, and I don't know what you were expecting. If we're just saying, and then you let him go, and his name becomes one of the hottest names for a head coaching position for 7 positions. So pretty much Kevin Stefanski is going to probably land the job as a head coach next year. Do we all feel confident in that?
Yes.
Now, I did feel confident Mike Vrabel was going to land the job his first year, and he didn't.
I don't know if he wanted to.
Or maybe he was just open for that Patriots job on the first turn.
On top of the fact that he was still under contract with the Titans and probably wanted to be a, because if you're a consultant, you could still collect checks.
Yeah.
In the same way that Robert Saleh was a consultant with the Green Bay Packers on the defensive side of the ball, so he could keep collecting checks from the Jets. Mm. I mean, that's the other side of this thing. My big thing, if I'm sitting down with these coaches, I'm looking at them and saying, what is your plan for quarterback?
But you got to tell me who you're giving me. Are you going to draft one? Are we going to bring in a vet? Are we going to stick with the two young guys we have? I think it's the team's responsibility to give them some kind of a hypothetical window on what their actual plans are. Whether they believe that or not, you still have to give them that input to let them know so they can come up with an idea. The bigger part is going to be rebuilding that offensive line.
Yes. Yeah. And I think they'll throw, hopefully, high draft picks at it and maybe a free agent signing or two to help that case because, I mean, if you talk Joel Bitonio into coming back, which, who knows, then you're replacing 4 out of the 5. instead of 5 out of 5. And that's your best case scenario.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
How does Shedeur Sanders play into this coaching search? That's really the question. We're sitting here in the middle of the Shedeur Sanders conversation, which I'm absolutely shocked that we're doing that right now. But what is this?
Are you?
What is?
Are you?
No, not at all. What is the impact on the position of being the head coach of the Cleveland Browns? What is Sanders' impact on this? What should it be? Dan?
What should the impact of Shedeur Sanders be on the coach?
What is his impact on this search? What is it?
To me, it should be minimal. It should be one of the options that's on the table. It should literally be right there in the same print, font, covering that every other option you could have is. It's the first question that I sit down with these guys and say, well, second question is, what is your plan at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
You're the coach or you're the team asking that question?
If I'm Andrew Berry, that's the second question I'm asking after how are you. The second question I'm asking is, what is your plan at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? I don't care if you're a defensive-minded guy, an offensive-minded guy, special teams coach. I don't care. What is your plan for quarterback with the Cleveland Browns? What do you want in a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? It could easily be followed up as, do you think that guy is on the roster? I'm fine with that being the caveat. But just know you have these doors open to you, which is what will help make this job appealing to the guy sitting across from you. Because remember, as much as, you know, I hear you and Jeff, and you guys are right, it's one of 32. I understand that. But boy, some of these guys have more options than what you just have. And it's very easy for one of 32 to have a bunch of people go, I'll do the Ben Johnson route. Just take another year back at where I was, find some success, we'll go from there.
Mm. I don't want to walk down Mike Pettin Street again. I think that's where I'm at.
And by
the way, that's not really fair to Mike Pettin.
No.
Because I thought Mike Patton wasn't bad. And if maybe they would have given him a little more time, things would have worked out differently. But I just felt like, you know, he was the bridesmaid and like, okay, well, we got to get married when they brought him in, which is not fair to him at all. Because I do think he's a good football mind. Although, how many chances has he had after he left here?
I mean, he was the DC in Green Bay for a good period of time.
Yeah.
And then he's bounced around a little bit. I don't know what he's doing now. I think he's a defensive consultant or something like that for someone.
So
he's still getting compensated. He's still working in the league.
He's still working in the league. I was like, the Browns are still paying him?
No, I don't believe so. I don't know that for a fact, though.
He may have come off the books.
Maybe.
Cleveland is in Cleveland. Cleveland.
All right, Cleveland.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. I just want to say again, I think Schwartz is the answer. And the reason why I'm saying that is because we have everything established with all of the stuff that we need to take care of, like Watson and the quarterbacks and these young players on offense that we need to get established. And I think that with his discipline, I think that might be the right, correct answer for right now.
Does him flopping as bad as he did with the Lions have you concerned at all about him, Cleveland?
Yeah, I really... It's a debacle, but that's why I'm saying that with his discipline, I think that that would be the right course of action for us to have him come in and see what he can do because he's already there, and he saves face for the owner on Watson anyway. He saves the owner's face for having to still deal with it.
Cleveland, I'm buying what you're selling. I'm good with it. Like, if Schwartz is the answer, then let's do it. Let's go forward with this thing. And I agree. The other part of it is the Detroit part of it for him. I'm over it. I think that's where he got to get his master's, where I think Stefanski's going to be moving down the road, too. They're going to be like, well, Stefanski got his master's in football in Cleveland, and this is why he's having success wherever he is. Although I think we know where his pitfalls are going to be if he doesn't have success.
And the other thing is, too, like with the Schwartz, the thing is that he's already kind of established that he did so well with the defense. And with these young guys on offense, they need to look at that and be like, hey, man, because he doesn't look like he plays around much. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, he's going to get with you and get on you.
Fair enough. Cleveland, have a good weekend, man.
Thank you.
I wonder if he's North Turner. And by that, I mean a guy who is a great coordinator and a guy who just should not be a head coach. That's my thing with Jim Schwartz. I wonder if he's a fantastic coordinator and just not built to be a head coach. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with those. Those guys get very well compensated. That's
do you believe that? Do you believe he can't be a head coach? I do. I think he can be a head coach again. I do think that sometimes those guys have to take a job early on. And if they fail, now they know why they failed. I guarantee you, I can't guarantee you because I don't know what the roster's going to
be. No, you're 100%. I know what you mean, though.
That Jim Schwartz will have learned from his experience in New York.
And
if
it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 10 years ago that he was in Detroit. So it's been a good period of time in there as well. The league has, you know, evolved a little bit. Maybe that's the case. But, again, what's your quarterback? And then especially for him, then so question three after how you doing? What do you want a quarterback? Who do you want a quarterback, and what does your quarterback room look like? Three, who's your offensive coordinator? And if his answer is Tommy Rees, then I'm like, all right, thank you for your time. I don't want to watch anything that was here before. I'm sorry. I'm good.
But we don't know Rees's restrictions while he was here, do we? And we don't know how many times Rees was overruled by Kevin Stefanski. There are things we don't know.
I need new and shiny. I don't want anybody who's been here.
Mark is in Cleveland. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Mark.
Fellas, man. Look, that's the take I have on this. Okay. When we talk about Shadur, I look at it like, hey, I don't think the guy blew us away, but if you're talking about a rookie's first eight games, then you're playing the last few games without your tight end or your running back, I think the kid did good and deserves a look. You know, so I'm not harsh as Dan is on Shador. Like, no, he didn't do all that. But look at
Mark,
what he
Mark,
did.
Mark, we're in the same classroom. You and I are in the exact same classroom on that.
Because you look at it, you know, this is his first eight games. Now he will have another, you know, nine more games to play. So for his first eight games, I thought he played pretty good.
Mark, if that's the route the new head coach wants to go, where he says, I'm going to start Shador Sanders and go from there, I'm not going to lose my mind.
Hold on, but that's another thing I really don't agree with you with, Dan.
Sure.
I'm not going to ask a coach that I'm interviewing, what's your plan for quarterback? I'm the GM. I'm coming to him telling him this is our plan moving forward, because that is my job as a GM to get players and to have a plan for this team. So if the Tim Browns came to me, like, oh, what's your plan for quarterback? I don't want to be here. I don't get that.
But wouldn't you want your cohesion? Wouldn't you want some kind of cohesion where the head coach would look at the GM and go, this is what I'm looking for in a quarterback? Like, wouldn't you want that conversation? Wouldn't you want to help him that way?
I want you to coach these players I get. I mean, I'm not asking you your quarterback plan, coach. I'm the GM. This is my team, and this is how I'm laying it out for you. That's how I look at it. I could be looking at it wrong, Dan.
No, you're fine. I appreciate the conversation. I'm not trying to be, like, mean or anything like that for you. I'm just trying to figure out how you're seeing it.
Yeah, that's how I look at it, man. I would be dumbfounded if the Browns asked me that as a coach.
Oh. See, I think
they have to ask him.
I think the hard part for the Browns.
Mark, the hard part for the Browns here is how much are you giving away? Because if you're interviewing 10 guys, 9 of those guys aren't getting the job.
Andrew Berry can't afford to give anything away. He's on the hot seat, so he got to keep on doing what makes him look good and move forward that way. I can't see him giving up the reins for somebody else to determine his destination.
All right.
See.
Thanks, Mark.
I want that conversation in there of what do you want this thing to look at, because
I think your
head coach and your GM need to be on the same page, because your GM needs to help pick players for your coach to coach. If you're getting a whole bunch of – I'll use this example because it's the one everybody knows. If you're getting a whole bunch of 3-4 linebackers when your coach is running a 4-3 defense, that's a problem. Like, even if that's the best player available, and I know some of that is, hey, build it to what we have here. But at a certain point, you want to lean into the strengths of your coach and not force him to play left-handed. And that's my whole thing. If you're going to get a big old drop-back quarterback, if you're going to get somebody who's 6'7 and is flinging it down the field, and I don't know who that guy is in the draft or in free agency, so don't even ask me. But if you're going to get that guy and then hand him Todd Monken, who's going to want to play a spread offense with read options and all of that stuff that he was doing with Lamar Jackson, that's not going to work. It's going to be clunky. It's going to be square peg in a round hole, and you're just going to be whacking it with the hammer, hoping it for the best. Like, there needs to be that cohesion.
I just found out why YouTube is the greatest thing ever. You want to know why?
Why?
Because now we get inside information. Melvin Jackson on YouTube letting us know this very important piece of information.
Wait, first, also, I thought you closed the window.
I opened it back up.
Liar.
John Harbaugh in Strongsville.
Uh-oh. Is he there?
Is he?
Did he cut the grass?
Is he VRBOing Bill Cowher's house?
Did he get a rake in as it's nice outside with a couple of leaves that were left over?
How about 61 degrees, man? The sun is out right now.
Wait, the sun's out?
I'm looking at sunshine and coming through into the alley building here. It's all conspiracy.
Dude, that's the best news of the day.
Do we have any Strongsville realtors that have seen the new coach, any new coach that we're going to get? Please. That's how we're going to get all of our information, straight through realtors.
The hedges are out of control at Coach Cowher's house. Can we get a trim on those?
Realtors or baggage claim, the best
baggage
way to get information. You got another way to get it?
Well, goodness, wasn't some of the LeBron stuff, wasn't it a donut shop in Canton? Was it a donut shop or a barber shop? Might have been both. That were calling, no, of him coming back to Cleveland, and we were sitting there going, no, that can't be it. No. Well, he was never right. I think it was a donut shop. I might be wrong on that.
Somebody told me during high school football season the year before he came back that he was coming back, and he said to me, he goes, I want you to think about this. And I said, okay, I'll listen to what you have to say, because it's a person I trust. He said, would it not be the greatest story of redemption ever if LeBron comes back? And I was like, maybe you're right. Oh, now we've got good information.
Okay.
Chaser is saying Medina is the new Strongsville for players.
Does get you out of Cuyahoga County taxes.
Ooh.
Though, be careful. There's that speed trap right there that seems to be getting everybody. So
yeah,
be careful.
If you
speed limit.
I don't feel like talking about speeding today. I can tell you that. We did that enough in the beginning of the season, didn't we?
I know. But that's for everybody. Be careful out there.
All right.
That speed trap.
Any of those realtors out there, thank you. Appreciate you. Your baggage handlers. I used to be cab drivers. Now we can't do that. I guess
Uber drivers
have some info for us.
Or Lyft drivers or rideshare drivers. Rideshare drivers. There it is.
Rideshare drivers. All right. Yeah, well, apparently, thank you again to YouTube letting us know that Strongsville seems to be the place where John Harbaugh could be. Just saying. I don't believe it, but he could be.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.